Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Back in 1996, a certain video game starring the famous red-hatted plumber released on the Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64. It famously received widespread critical acclaim upon its release, and is considered by many to be the very first full analog 3D game, and is even cited as being one of the best video games ever made. But what most people seem to have forgot is that there was once a version of the game that added more content, and I'm not talking about the cancelled Nintendo 64 disc drive version of the game, I'm talking about Super Mario 64 DS. This portable version of the famous video game released on the Nintendo DS in 2004, being a launch title for the console. Though it features the same levels and soundtrack as the original, it has notably improved graphics, a few extra secret levels, but most significantly, it features three additional playable characters other than Mario himself. Yoshi, who can flutter jump and eat enemies to use as throwable eggs, Luigi, who has more slippery movement compared to Mario and can jump higher, and Wario, who moves the slowest but can throw powerful punches at enemies. There are also some hidden magic caps that characters can wear to give them the appearance and powers of another character, though their original voice will still be heard. Alike with many other DS games, the game features a multiplayer versus mode where each player controls a Yoshi and must collect the most coins and stars on a map, or race each other to the finish through a giant slide. Another feature the game had was a great variety of mini-games that all utilised the DS's touch controls, and some of these were also playable in the game's multiplayer mode. Though Super Mario 64 DS sold well, selling over 11 million copies in its lifespan, I've often found it to be one of the most overlooked and forgotten Mario games of the 2000s, likely because despite the game generally being well received, it was criticised for its lack of analog controls compared to the original. And another thing that contributed to this game being gradually ignored was that it was vastly overshadowed by the hit Mario game that preceded it, New Super Mario Bros., which itself sold over 30 million copies and spawned its own series of top-selling games. Surprisingly, Super Mario 64 DS and New Super Mario Bros. Used the same game engine as one another, and perhaps because of this, many of the mini-games that were featured in Super Mario 64 DS returned in New Super Mario Bros. And were also playable in that game's multiplayer mode too. Though Super Mario 64 DS was seemingly no longer acknowledged by Nintendo compared to their other big-selling games, it surprisingly received a re-release on the Nintendo Wii U Virtual Console in 2016, alongside many other hit Nintendo DS games. And though the original version of Super Mario 64 is considered by the vast majority to be the definitive version of the game, I personally always preferred Super Mario 64 DS in spite of its flaws, since its additional playable characters and minigame collection made that version the definitive version for me. Join me again next time